St. Augustine said that God is more present to our lives than even we are aware of ourselves. It is an incredible statement that requires faith. The faith to believe that God is so present in our hearts, in our lives. It's hard to realize that. But today, God's presence comes to us in the most ordinary way, day by day, in the midst of our most unusual or usual events that happen to us. The scriptures today introduce us to Amos. Amos, who was a farmer. And Amos, who was doing his work like any other farmer does. But somehow God got to Amos and gave Amos a mission. A mission to be his own mouth, so that his mouth could be used for God's message. And so most Amos goes out to the peoples around him, to the community, saying words that they do not expect. It's having expectations that they take for granted. And to the point that they are in the center, around the temple of Bethel, they ask him to leave because they don't want to listen to the message for which God sends Amos. And what happened to Amos happens today. Many times when the words of truth are not popular, when the words of truth challenge the listeners, the first reaction is to let the messengers move away. Like the people of Bethel, they wanted Amos to leave them alone. Because at times, the word of prophecy, it is a word that challenges. It is a word that makes us uncomfortable. But yet, those words of truth are for our well-being. And it is always important to open our ears to the messengers of the Lord that comes to us, perhaps surprisingly, in the form of a farmer Amos, the prophet. In the gospel that the deacon proclaimed for us today, we see what happens to the two disciples that Jesus sent. Jesus had a message to give. Jesus wanted to heal through them, to heal the suffering humanity. At times, like in the time of Amos, they were not welcome. And that is why Scripture, the Gospel, says if they don't welcome the peace that you bring to them, that peace will come to you. Simply move to the next town and leave them alone in closure in their own choice, in their inability to listen to God's word. The church today, as you know, has words of prophecy, words that are at times not popular to some people. The dignity of marriage, man and a woman, the sacredness of marriage, the sacredness of the child that is still not born, the unborn child, the care for the poor, for the undocumented, the care for the suffering humanity, such as prisoners. And at times, there are all kinds of ideologies that have some counter message to the care of the needy, to the works of mercy, to the spiritual and